From Lake Wasota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Back with Jessica Katzenmeyer, candidate for state senate in the 5th District, western areas of Milwaukee. And we had been talking about your primary race, and it is worth noting that you were somewhat surprised at the turnout. And we come to find out that Wisconsin hit a 40-year high for this primary election, a voter turnout level, which is still relatively small, you know, the mid to upper 20% of all voters turning out, but still haven't seen numbers like that since 1982. Jessica, what's the motivation?
I think people are just energized out there. You know, they know how important these elections are in November. We've seen the constant attacks on our democracy. If the wrong people get elected, I mean, who knows what could be happening in terms of 2024 if President Trump decides to run again for office. I mean, we may be looking at seeing elections trying to be overturned if the right people don't get reelected. So I think there's a lot of that energy from that they realize that how important these are. And in my race alone, we had a win number of the primary of going into it about 8,000. And we hit, 9,085. And my opponent had something like 7,600. So what is that, about 16, 17,000 voters all together in the district. So we were really pleased with the turnout. And we didn't really expect that high of a turnout either. But then again, we didn't expect a high turnout in 2020, yet there was over 80% of the vote that came in Milwaukee County. And we weren't for sure where those votes were going to go. So it's pretty crazy to see this, but it's great to see people who care about a democracy and want to get out there and make their voices heard.
Yeah.
Well, there's no. Go ahead, Kristen.
I was going to say, I think all bets are off. Like, even in 2020, all bets were off because of the pandemic. And now all bets are off because whether or not we recognize it, the pandemic is still here. It's actually really, really very much still here right now. But we've got January 6th, and we've got all of this post-Roe stuff that's happening. And there are so many issues that I think people are feeling more engaged and more inspired to do something. And one of the easiest things you can do is vote.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's how you make your voice heard. Something like January 6th happens. Now, my race is a key race in the state Senate to keep that veto power. But imagine if the governor does not have that, how many bad bills would be laws today, you know, from the governor's term starting in 2018, or what could be happening in the future? Of course, you know, there's 1849 law on the books now that we reverted back to when Roe was overturned, which was passed 1 year after we became a state. And of course, there was no women elected to the legislature at that time making those decisions. That
we couldn't even vote back then. It took 70 more years before we could even vote.
Right, exactly. And, you know, this is why these elections all matter. And people are really seeing that now, that we did have the right candidates in office, and they see that I'm that fighter and that I'm gonna fight for their rights.
Well, I hate to be that wet blanket, but I will. Part of the reason that voter turnout has been up as well is, as I've said before, there are people who were not involved before. And then somebody like Donald Trump came along and they said, yeah, finally, somebody reflects, you know, my values. And this is a group of people, a minority, but still a group of people who are spreading, you know, lies about the election and about democracy itself, really. They will still be out there, and you're in an area mighty close to that solid red suburban territory that is still holding on to the big lie, even as they know it's not true. How are you hearing that handled around your district, and how confrontational do you get in your response, or do you just smile and nod and say, well, I'm never going to win their vote anyway, and you walk away?
I mean, I think it was the last part of what you said there. That's kind of what you end up doing when you get the haters on you. Haters are going to hate. And that's one of the things I've learned as being a trans candidate, whether it's, you know, because me being trans or because I have a D by my name, whatever, maybe the value that I stand for. So what we always do is just kill them with kindness, you know, and I always try to tell them, you know, when I'm elected as your state senator, I represent everybody. It's not just Republicans and Democrats, but everybody in between as well, too. And I would still go up to your house, even if you had 20 Trump flags flying in your yard, and talk to you, because that's what our job is. And I hope that they realize that. But I think that's the best approach to the haters, is just kill them with kindness and show that we take the higher road.
You're so right. And I love that you say, I represent everyone, because that is truly who you are. And I want to go back to something that Pat said, which I'm going to take issue with. You said that voters recognize Trump as somebody who they connect with values wise. And I don't think that's it. I think that a giant block of the Trump voters want something that's just different. And I think that when you actually ask about the values piece, they brush that aside because they so desperately want something different. They so desperately want change in government. And this is what we've ended up with. So if we can, in a safe way, help people recognize that what you bring, what so many of these exciting candidates like Christina Shelton, who we talked with in our last hour, bring to the table, is that change that people want so desperately, but just haven't been able to access.
Yeah, and just, getting that trust in people that, hey, when I'm elected, I'm going to be there for you, you know, no matter what your values are. And if you have values that are different from mine, what we try to do is we try to find some of that common ground and make progress happen from there. And that's still progress, even if we might not get everything that we want. We still made progress happen. And that's something that I think is lost today. And our legislature is that people don't really want to work together anymore. There's so much fighting between Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, we need to work together again. At least Voss finally fired Gableman for spending over $1 million on the fake election investigations, you know. But, I mean, we need to come together and show that we're a government working for the people again.
It's true. Pat, did you know that Voss fired Gableman? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I might have heard a thing or two about it. But I mean, just I think it was yesterday again that Voss was essentially, he was defending hiring Gableman. He said he has no regrets, that it was, you know, Gableman who had kind of lost his way. And yet it was Gableman who sent him a memo that we didn't learn about till recently, saying, you know, decertification probably isn't going to be possible anymore. Voss didn't fire him or end the investigation at that point. It went on until Gableman actually went up against Voss's opponent. So, Jessica, I wonder, the Republican Party, it is in fact at war with itself right now. And depending on where you are, you know, like Wyoming, you know, the Trumpers are all in it. In Voss's district, you know, there's still enough people that haven't bought into it. What is the Republican infighting? How apparent is it in your part of the state? Do you have people, for example, that might lean Republican, but they're going to vote for you because they feel like their old party has lost its way?
I truly believe so, you know, and I think that's a way that we can win over some of those leaning Republicans that we will need to make sure that we secure a good victory here in November. I think that the Republicans have strayed away from their values, say from 10, 20 years ago, what they used to stand for. And that shows in what happened in Wyoming last night when Liz Cheney lost her re-election bid. I may disagree with Liz Cheney's values, but I have a lot of respect for her because she stood up to Trump, you know? And I think that Republicans are more either you're for Trump or you're not for Trump. And that's kind of seems like what we're seeing here. Now, in my general election opponent, Rob Hunnan, I looked and I saw that he took money from people like Scott Fitzgerald, a max contribution. Scott Fitzgerald is being investigated by the FBI for election fraud right now for running the room in the state capitol for the fake electors. And so that tells me that he lines up with those views, those extremist views, and probably supports what happened on January 6th, where Scott Fitzgerald, for all intents and purposes, should be disqualified from the ballot, according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3 of the Constitution.
You're so right. It is just crazy. Like, let's take a step back and just look from an outside perspective. It's what's happening in the world right now and how ridiculous it is. And the fact that there is a significant proportion of people who, even though they don't believe it, still are going along with that faction of the Republican Party because they know that that's where the power is. I mean, we had Mark Becker talking to Ron Johnson, essentially admitting, like, I don't believe any of this, but this is what I'm saying because I have to. It's my political life.
And despite that, we know that there are real world problems to deal with, including attracting people to Wisconsin and stop doing the things that drive people away. We're going to post a news story today at Up North News that for many school districts, they've reached a tipping point in terms of the teacher shortage. They were always, or for a long time, they've been a little bit short, especially since Act 10, but now it's getting really bad. And the Cap Times has a new article about caregivers, the caregiver shortage in Wisconsin. 1 in 4 caregiver jobs is going unfilled, higher than it's been. It's that chasing people away instead of bringing them in. So Jessica, when people talk to you about, you know, it's been, called the brain drain. I think that might be a little too extreme, but what is it that we have to do? And what can you as a legislator do to show people that this is a state where you want to live and where you want to work, where you want to spend your professional life?
Well, a big part of my platform is infrastructure, rebuilding our infrastructure. I mean, how many potholes do we hit over a day? I've lost a few tires this past year in my car because of potholes on the road. And, you know, like things like that. Like, who wants to live in a state that has horrible roads? Who wants to live in a state that's got horrible public transportation? Who wants to live in a state that does not support their public school teachers? And, you know, these are all things that we've crafted into our policies on this campaign, is we want need to support those public school teachers, making sure they're paid fairly and compensating fairly so that people will want to do this at, you know, as a noble profession of teaching our future. Things like, you know, investing in high-speed rail from Milwaukee and Madison to Chicago is a very popular issue in my district, and expanding rail throughout the rest of the state as well. I mean, when people have easier modes of transportation to get to and from work or to travel, businesses are going to want to relocate to these lines. People are going to want to relocate to these lines, and that's going to be an increase in jobs and an increase in our economic value into those areas. So I look at the economic sides of it.
Totally. You know, I was talking to my 16-year-old the other day, and he was telling me how terrible our public transportation is and how he would so much rather take a train somewhere to do something. And it was so enlightening to me because I'm kind of locked into my car. Like, I love having a car, but that's my generation. And his generation thinks very differently, which is why it's important to be progressive and forward thinking. And you hit on some really important messages that Governor Evers has been able to fulfill. So he has fixed the damn roads. He does support public schools. The Democrats are on the right side of this, and you are part of this movement that really does want to make a difference here in Wisconsin. But Pat, when we hand it off to the legislature, what do they do when the governor calls them into special session how many times this year and they gavel in and gavel out within a minute?
Yeah. And I'm sure, Jessica, that's a point you're making of a legislature that should actually want to work and earn its pay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's kind of like, again, with our messaging, how do we market ourselves? How do I market myself as a candidate? How do we network with people? It's with our messaging. And I like to use some of those Republican buzzwords, like I said before, like with freedoms, and economics is another one too, that they like to try to talk economics. But hey, let's talk economics about why do we need to legalize marijuana in the state for recreational and medicinal? Why do we need to have a better infrastructure? Why do we need to have clean energy policies? Like for marijuana, for example, Illinois is 35 minutes south of here. Every time somebody drives to Illinois to buy marijuana down there, that's taxpayer money that's being taken out of Wisconsin and being put into Illinois' economy. So, Wisconsin dollars need to stay in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
So along with all those economic issues and the history-making issues behind your candidacy, behind the scenes, what do you like to do? Apparently, you've got a musical bent to you.
Yes, I do. I love singing. I am always doing some sort of karaoke later at night because it's very therapeutic to me. I've been taking professional voice lessons now for about a year out of the Conservatory of Music on the east side of Milwaukee. I've been singing for over 14 years, and I think it's a good way to release your emotions. And I've also started to write my own music too.
There you go.
Let's Chris, do a karaoke night.
There we
Let's
go.
Let's do a karaoke night.
You could see it coming a mile away. Jessica Katzenmeyer, candidate for state senate. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll be back to wrap up our conversation today in just a bit. You're up north.